Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah continues speaking about the seven preparatory days of the Kohen Gadol, the High Priest, in anticipation of Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, Kol Shivas Hayamim, all 7 days of preparing the Kohen Gadol, Lo Yimbayinu Imenu Machol Mishnah, they wouldn't hold back from him eating and drinking. He was able to eat as much as he wanted. Erev Kippur V'Chashecha, however, on Erev Yom Kippur, the day before Yom Kippur, as it's getting dark, the Suda HaMafsekas, the dividing meal, they would not permit him to eat too much. Because eating too much brings a person, makes him sleepy. And the Kohen Gadol was prohibited from sleeping the entire night of Yom Kippur. And the reason for that was perhaps lest he fall asleep and have some type of seminal emission, and then he would become tamei, spiritually impure, and he'd be disqualified from doing the Avodah. Mark teaches us that in addition, that not only would they not let him eat too much, they wouldn't let him eat certain sharp foods that also could bring upon this issue of tumah, and therefore he had to eat other things. Says Mishnah 5, Misaru ziknei bezin leziknei kahuna. At Erev Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, the elders of the bezin of the Sanhedrin of the High Court would give him over to the ziknei kahuna, the elders of the kahuna. Ve'alul alias ha'beis haftinas. And they would bring him up to the attic of beis haftinas. Haftinas was the family of Kohanim that were responsible for the Ketores, for the incense, and there was a complicated and difficult service that had to be performed, Avodah that had to be performed on Yom Kippur, called Chafina, in which the Kohen Gadol would have to take a fistful of this incense, and it was complicated, so they would teach it to him and make sure that he was comfortable with it prior to Yom Kippur. Vishbiyu, then the elders of the Sanhedrin of the Supreme Court, would make him swear that he wouldn't change the Avodah, he wouldn't change anything in his service. Benifteru, and they would leave. V'ocholam, and they went. Now the Mishnah goes back into saying what they made him swear. Why do you have to swear? V'amrulay, the elders of the Bezin of the Sanhedrin would tell him before they left him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master Kohen Gadol. Anu shluchei Bezin, we are messengers, agents of the Bezin, of the court. V'atosh shlucheinu, and you're our messenger, our agent. Ushliach Bezin, and you're also a representative of the Bezin. Mashbi'in anu alecha, we make you swear, v'misha shikei shemei b'bayis hazeh, the one that placed his name in this holy house, that you will not deviate even a single drop in all the Seder Avodah, the order of the service of Yom Kippur, from what we have said to you. Now, why is this? Why do they have to make him swear? What were they concerned about? So the Gemara explains that there was one particular aspect of the Avodah that we were concerned about. Because the Tzedukim, the Sadducees, that only believed in the Torah Shabbat, the written law, they didn't believe in Torah Shabbat, the oral law, they believed that the Kohen Gadol, when it came to the Avodah of the Ketores, the service of the incense, he would light up the smoke, he would put the smoke and the incense together before he would enter the Kodesh HaKodashim, before he entered into the Holy of Holies, before he went through the Parechas, the dividing curtain between the Heichal, the sanctuary, and the Holy of Holies. However, and they look, why they say is because the Pasuk says in Vayikra, because I will be seen in a cloud in the Kapirah. So they understood it, which means to say like this, that the Kohen has to bring a cloud of incense into the kapiros, into the area of the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, we know from Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral law, that the Kohen Gadol didn't put the incense onto the coals and, you know, outside in the Heichal, in the sanctuary. He would only do it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies. And this that it says in the Pasuk, that ki be'onon eir ala kapiros, we learn that there was a special spice or ingredient called mala ashan, which means, it means to say that they would add to the ketores, to the incense, to the blend of different types of incense, a certain type of reed that was called mala ashan, which would make the smoke go up straight up like a column of smoke. And we were scared that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't do our interpretation. Maybe he had some leanings to the Sadducees, they only believed in the oral law, and we would never know because everything is done in an area when nobody is there. So therefore we made him swear that he would keep to the actual avodah. After we did that, hu pyre shubaycha, the Kohen Gadol would walk away and he would cry that he was suspected for being a tzeduki. And the Sanhedrin, the high court, they too would walk away and they would cry. Maybe they accused him unjustly. And we find this in the Torah that by Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Shemais, Moshe says to Hashem, when I go and I bring the proofs that you exist to the Jewish people, they won't believe me. And immediately Moshe Rabbeinu got saras, he got leprosy. So a person's chayshah b'ksherim, if one suspects someone unjustly, there's dire consequences. So the Sanhedrin was very concerned about that, and they would separate and they would cry. Wishing you a beautiful Erev Shabbos and an amazing, restful, and uplifting upcoming Shabbos. Shabbos and Shabbat Shalom.